Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on March 7th, 2012, at the Top Hat and features 8 storytellers telling a story based upon the theme, Rites of Passage. This week's story comes to us from Kate Morris and is titled, Are You There, God? It's Me, the Fainting Hipster. Thank you for listening.
Title my stories. So this one's called Are You There, God? It's Me, the Fainting Hipster. Hipsters don't faint, says my friend Rizzo as he pulls me off a barroom floor in Virginia City, Montana. A few seconds earlier, I had been completely unconscious. It was a bad decision based around too many drugs and too little alcohol. And while Rizzo was making light of a potentially awkward situation, to me, this was serious business. See, hipsters don't faint, but I do. And this wouldn't be a problem if I were a character in a Jane Austen novel, but I am, for all practical purposes, a hipster. I didn't ask to be one, it just happened. I was born in the early 80s, and I was fed a steady diet of public television and really good rock and roll music. When it came time for me to choose my favorite bands, I was immediately attracted to Weezer and the Crash Test Dummies. Yeah, I believe in the holy power of the mixtape, and I absolutely love, love, love vinyl records. My family was not the richest family, so we ended up shopping at thrift stores, and I never stopped. That's where I shop. Hipster. And this is a problem because hipsters don't faint. They're over it. It's done. It's like passé and too vulnerable and too uncontrollable and, oh man, I'm just so over it. The first time I fainted, I was 13 and my mother was giving me the tampon talk. For real. I faint as a self-defense mechanism. It's the medical term is vasovagal syncope, and it's really common. My system will get all stressed out, and it'll drop my blood pressure super fast, and my system will just reboot. I have had 6 fainting sessions since then, so I have the track record of a very well-maintained Apple computer. Yeah, that's how I like to think about it. So anyway, I'm fainting, and at 13, I am, one, scared to death of bleeding out. Because I saw it on ER one night, and it was a very serious situation, and it just freaked the fuck out of me. And I was like, what is this? And I didn't really know, but it sounded really bad. And two, my best friend growing up, Taryn, had 2 hemophiliac brothers. And it was really sad because they contracted HIV from the factor 8 in a blood transfusion that they got after a car accident in the late 70s. They didn't test blood back then for HIV. It's ironic because the settlement money that Taryn's family got from taking the hospital to court, they used it to buy her a new car. I love irony because I'm a hipster. So Taryn would tell me how her brothers would get these cuts, and they would just bleed forever and not stop. And I have this overactive geek teen imagination, right? And I'm constantly flying around in my dreams, and I'm really hoping that dragons are real so they can be the friends that I don't have. But instead of thinking about how cool dragons are, I'm thinking about hemophilia and how scary it is, and it starts to make me all weird and twingy feeling in health class when we talk about it. I'm just not comfortable at all. And then I get my period, and it's time for Operation Tampon Talk. And, oh my God, My mother just loves it. She's just all about it. She's so excited. And she's like, this is such a beautiful transformation that you're having. And let's talk about this coming into womanhood. And I'm like, yeah, Mom, bleeding for days. Just like Taryn's genetically ill-equipped brothers. Okay. No, not okay. So my mother decides to share the beauty of womanhood with me by plunging me into the most socially awkward situation of all time. I haven't even been to a junior high dance at this point, and all of a sudden, I am locked in a tiny upstairs bathroom with my mother. And it's hot from the lights, and it's close, and she's going on and on about how this is a new era of being, and you are so going to love being a woman, because my mother loves being a mother. She's all about it. And for her, the transition into womanhood is synonymous with being able to bear children and feel complete. That's just how it is. And she's talking to me about this lovely thing, and she's making it sound like I'm going to be this lovely young virgin in white flowing Greek robes with long flowing Greek hair, because my mother loves mythology. And all of our maturity talks have this thick patina of myth about them. But I don't feel like that. No. I feel like the young, awkward virgin that's being chained to the rock at the seaside so that the sea monster Cetus can devour her with no chance of a Perseus on a flying horse in sight. And even if there were a dashing young prince on a winged horse to come and, like, save me, I wouldn't know what to do with him unless he wore horn-rimmed glasses like Rivers Cuomo and could quote Belle and Sebastian lyrics at me. If that happened, once we were freed me from my chains, we would then make out, and he would tell me how cool I was, and then we would feed his Pegasus to a dragon, and then we would fly off into the sunset to make mixtapes for each other and talk about Iggy Pop. That was the beautiful transformation I was waiting for, not standing in the bathroom with my mother, who was explaining to me the meaning of the pictures on the box of Tampax. And all of a sudden, these visions from the lunchroom come flooding back into my brain about these girls who had to watch their own mothers inject tampons into them right in front of their eyes. And if you have to do it, you have to touch your own vagina. And you want me to shoot that cotton torpedo where? And what the fuck is toxic shock syndrome? Right? And as the room is getting close and dark and I'm trying to focus on standing, I'm thinking overall, this is so not cool. I'm never going to be cool again after this. In fact, I was never cool to begin with, and the fact that I'm never going to be cool after this is really brutally unfair. Like, when am I, the things that I love and the things that I like to do and who I am, finally going to be cool? And then I faint on the bathroom floor right in front of my mother, holding the box of Tampax. Turns out it would take 13 years for anything that I am to be considered cool or hip. When I came to on the floor, my mother was yelling at me and smacking my face. I always get slapped, because if I didn't, I might continue sleeping forever. Because that's what it feels like. It feels like coming out of this beautiful, like, long, deep sleep. And you come to and you're like, oh man, well, I must be cool, because I've got all these friends around smacking me. Wait a second, did I just faint? I did, didn't I? Fuck. So after the hipsters arrive on the scene 13 years later, and they take all of the stuff that I was already wearing and they make it even better. And they're all hip on the street and on the scene, scenesters. I try and dodge the label like the plague until the incident in the barroom in Virginia City with Rizzo. And to this day, Rizzo says to me every time he sees me, hey, hipsters don't faint, because he's from Queens or someplace. The thing is that I do. So what do we make of that?
Tell Us Something is brought to you by the bookstore at the University of Montana and the Top Hat Lounge. Tell Us Something would like to thank the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, staff, and faculty of the University of Montana, as well as the general Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. The Top Hat Lounge, regularly bringing Missoula great live music. TopHatMissoula.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Garage Tees, screen printing, t-shirts, and more. GarageTees.com. Josh Quick, illustration and design. QuickJosh.com. Rockin' Rudy's, your source for funky gifts, cards and music. Great people, great music. RockinRudy's.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. They have new music up on their site. Find them at CashforJunkersMusic.com. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for May 29th at the Top Hat. Find us on Twitter.com/PSSTTELLUS. Twitter.com/TellUs. And Facebook and at TellUsSomething.org. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? To pitch your story, please call 203-468.